For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. This week in Tennessee politics, the Senate race between Phil Bredesen and Marsha Blackburn is starting to heat up in terms of advertising. The media, meanwhile, has been digging deeper into the finances of these two candidates. Political analyst Otis Sanford joins us again this week to talk about that. Otis, thanks for being here.
Hi, Chris. Good to see you.
Otis, we learned this week that Democrat Phil Bredesen is a very wealthy man who got tax breaks for growing hay on his properties in Nashville. We also learned that Republican Marsha Blackburn didn't disclose a line of credit she took out to repair a house that she owns in South Carolina. What are voters supposed to infer from these reports?
Well, I think where Bredesen's concerned, there's no question. He's a very rich guy. And, of course, people do take advantage of tax breaks when they can, especially people who are farmers or have farm property. And on the other side, you have Marsha Blackburn, who is a part owner, I think, of a house over in South Carolina. I think hers might be just slightly more problematic in that people expect you to pay your taxes and not to be a scofflaw there. But I really don't think that the voters are going to decide this race based on any of those two things.
Some GOP advertising is already attacking Bredesen's wealth, that he's out of touch with working class voters. But too much money isn't really a liability here in Tennessee. Our current governor is a billionaire.
Obviously, Bill Haslam did not pay any political price for not even releasing his tax returns. He said he did not release them because it would put some of his family members or expose them to some unfair scrutiny. And he never paid any price for that. Bill Haslam will be leaving office as probably one of the most popular governors in recent memory in Tennessee. So I don't think people are going to really worry too much about that for the Republicans now to try to taint Phil Bredesen with that same thing. I think it's going to be a false argument.
Now, in the governor's race, both candidates have really tried to show some attention on Memphis and in West Tennessee. Back in October, Republican Bill Lee made 10 commitments to Memphis and Shelby. Now, Democrat Carl Dean this week focused on Memphis as well. What's your take so far on how the candidates are treating Memphis and Shelby County?
I think the gubernatorial candidates are obviously trying to say, hey, look, I do care about Memphis. And Bill Lee is correct. He was the first candidate of either party to really focus a little bit on Memphis in his platform, if you will. And Carl Dean has a little bit of an advantage here in that within the city of Memphis, which is heavily Democratic, he's probably going to win that vote. So they are talking a lot more about Shelby County in ways that you don't get. Well, you get it a little bit from Phil Bredesen. You don't get it all from Marsha Blackburn. And the voters should be happy about that.
Mm-hmm. What's the big difference between these two, besides the fact that one's a Democrat and one's a Republican?
Well, I think there are social issues here.
Right.
Whether it's immigration issues, whether it's further restrictions statewide on abortion, school choice, things of that nature, that's where there's going to be a huge division. You know, the first debate is here in Memphis at the University of Memphis. I think it's October 2nd, and they have committed to three debates statewide. I'm interested to see how Bill Lee answers some of these questions. He's never run for public office before, and Carl Dean, you know, served as mayor of Nashville. So it'll be interesting to see how they respond to a lot of those issues.
Mm-hmm. Finally, Otis, as you know, three Memphis City Council members, Bill Morrison, Edmund Ford Jr., and Janice Fullilove, all got elected to other offices this year, and they did not resign their city council seats in time for voters to pick their replacements in a special election in November. Now that it's actually happened and they're going to stay in office, what are your thoughts?
Well, this is a sad day for Memphis and Shelby County. I have started calling this, and I will continue to call it, an occupation. They are occupying seats that should have been put on the ballot in November. I think this is a slap in the face to voters. It is giving the power to 10 members of the city council. There is talk in the community that they are trying to appoint a specific person to at least one of those seats.
So there's talk that they already have people lined up for these jobs?
There is some talk going on in the community about that I have heard. I am loath to put a name out there right now just because I need to do some more digging on this. Mm-hmm. But yes, there is a move afoot to get a specific person in there. And it would be easier done with the city council members than with the voters.
Because the voters don't like this person, or would it be hard to campaign?
Well, just because, I think the voters will say, I don't want to go with this person. I'll leave it at that.
Okay, well, we look forward to your investigation on the city council. Political analyst Otis Sanford will be back next week for more Tennessee politics. Otis, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Chris.
This is WKNO News.